Vicky. Vicky!
Oh, man, that went really great.
What happened?
Handelsman saw them right away.
No!
He took all of them.
He snagged them from my spot, too.
Did anybody get a copy?
I guess 20 people did, maybe 25?
We gotta think of something else. This is too crazy.
This is Principal Jensen.
Great, here we go.
Someone has placed an unapproved newspaper in the distribution bins this morning. We believe most of them were recovered, but if you picked one up thinking it was an approved publication, please bring it to the office immediately.
Busted.
It has The Underground printed across the top, and anyone caught with a copy is subject to expulsion.
Right now I can think of worse things.
Let me also say that there is a reward for anyone with information leading us to those behind this offensive hate propaganda.
I don't believe this. She just put a bounty on our heads.
Judd, hang on. Check out those kids over there. I think they're reading The Underground.
Let's get closer, see if we can hear what they're saying.
Really worked up about it. Maybe it's dirty or something.
Gonna turn it in?
No way. I'm gonna read it. You can have it when I'm done.
Well, what do you know? Survey says students want it.
Great. Now we just need to figure out how to get it to them.
Left Behind. Episode 17, Into the Lion's Den.
Okay, everyone, simmer down. So, let me ask, anyone carrying any dangerous material this morning? A copy of Huck Finn, a little Catcher in the Rye, some plutonium? Words. Words are dangerous. Be careful how you use them. Some of the greatest writers in history have suffered because of their words.
Mr. Carlson?
Question.
Are you saying whoever put out this underground thing had the right to do it?
Well, that's not an easy question to answer. First, I haven't seen the underground. Obviously, whatever it said was too subversive even for me. As faculty advisor for the school newspaper, which I want to remind you will be available tomorrow, I do tend to believe that we need to take freedom of the press seriously. That said, I should add that I doubt whoever is behind this paper compares to the great writers of literature. Nevertheless, something to think about. Now, let's get back to the exciting world of semicolons. Yesterday, we talked about the rules.
Excuse me, Mr. Carlson. I have a message.
Let's see it. Vicky Byrne?
Yeah?
According to this, you're to report to the office immediately.
Vicky Byrne?
Yeah.
You have an emergency phone call from your mother. Take it in there.
My mother?
Yes, that's what she said.
Well, if my mother had to call me here, it must be serious. Hello.
Vicky?
Yes?
I need to see you. After school.
Is everything okay?
I think so. Yeah, that should be okay. Why?
Just get on your old bus and get off at the regular stop.
I can't. I have something to do.
You have to. It's a matter of life and death.
Then tell me what this is all about.
The things in the paper this morning. You can help me if you want to. Please.
Is everything okay?
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so. She just wants me to take care of some business for her after school.
Well, good. As long as it's nothing serious.
Serious? Right. Not sure, actually.
Judd. Judson, what's up?
Hey, Mark, what's up? Haven't seen Vicky, have you?
No. Ask John, he might have.
Might have what?
Seen Vicky. She's late.
No go on the redhead, dude. Sorry.
Thanks, anyway.
Mark tell you the big news?
Not yet.
What big news?
An alternative newspaper called The Underground.
Oh, yeah. I heard Janice announce something about that this morning.
The whole faculty freaked out. We went by Carlson's room to see how the school paper was going to spin the story.
Yeah?
He hadn't even seen one.
Handelsman made sure they got rare in a hurry.
You guys get one?
Of course.
But being the good citizen students that we are...
And wanting to graduate next month...
We turned ours into the office.
Let me see if I got this. You turned yours into the office?
Yeah. After we made a few copies in the library, of course.
I see.
And since Carlson didn't get one, I made sure that a copy found its way onto his desk.
Awesome.
He told me this afternoon they're not going to write about it, but it was worth a try.
Yeah, I guess. Listen, speaking of newspapers, you guys want a scoop?
On what?
Gentlemen, step into my office.
No way!
Afraid so.
Dude, that's great.
Nice job keeping this all. Hush, hush.
It was easy since we've only been working on it for a couple of days. Of course, now that my hard drive is fried, we're gonna have to put the kibosh on it till I get a new one put in.
I think I can help you there.
What do you mean?
You happen to know what Uncle Tony did for a living?
Uncle Tony? Let me guess, he collected gambling debts?
It's my dad, sales manager for Galactica Computers. He handled the entire Midwest.
And?
Well, we got loads of stuff just lying around the basement. Monitors, CPUs, scanners, modems, printers.
There's a box with 5,000 mouse pads in his basement.
Whoa, you got hard drives?
What? Are you kidding?
Oh, that's incredible. You know how to put them in?
Not a problem.
Oh, that is awesome. We can start on the new issues right away.
You got it. Just need to get the stuff over to your house.
Have you thought about how you're going to distribute the next issue?
Actually, I've got that covered too.
You do?
Well, that's a long shot. And we'd have to put it all together tonight.
We?
Yeah. If Judd's gonna let us in on the action.
Are you kidding? You're in! But how are we gonna do it?
What's that saying your military friend had, Mark? If you really want to get someone...
Don't poison his glass of water, yeah. Poison his water supply.
You're gonna have to help me with this one.
Well, basically, we're gonna get Nikolai High to distribute the underground for us without them even knowing they did it.
Well, sure. Why didn't I think of that?
Okay, how about this one? No time to argue. You throw me the idol, I throw you the whip.
Get out. That's not a line from a real movie. You're making that up.
I am not.
Forget it. Here comes Judd.
Finally.
I don't see Vicky.
I got shotgun.
Sorry I'm late. Vicky never showed up.
She's still handing out the underground?
We put them all out this morning. Kinda.
How'd it go?
Well, let's put it this way. If we were trying to reach Handelsman, we were almost 100% successful.
What do you mean?
He snagged all but a couple of dozen copies out of the bins.
That's not good.
Yeah, and the principal put a bounty on our heads.
Say what?
Yeah, there's a reward for anyone who narcs us out.
You think that's what happened to Vicky?
That's what I'm afraid of.
Thanks.
What?
I said thanks.
Yeah, whatever.
Shelly, it was you on the phone.
Yeah.
Shelly, are you on something?
I just wanted to see you again. You know, say goodbye and stuff.
What? Why? Are you going someplace?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Well, I read the paper today. The underground. The one we weren't supposed to read. I took it home after lunch and read the whole thing.
Really? What did you think?
I need to sit.
Shelly, what did you do?
I took something. My mom's...
Let me get help.
Shelly! I don't want any.
Shelly!
I don't want to be here anymore.
Oh no, Shelly!
You're a good friend, Vicky.
Hang on, Shelly, I'm gonna get help!
No,
hang on!
You're a good friend.
Yellow?
Judd.
Vicky, where are you?
I'm at the hospital.
Are you okay? What's wrong?
It's a long story. Can you pick me up?
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
She took an entire bottle of sleeping pills?
She wanted to kill herself.
Sounds like she almost did.
Yeah, the doctor says she was lucky I called when I did. Any longer and she'd be gone.
Listen, I'm glad she's okay, but I was pretty worried about you. When you didn't show up after school, I was just worried, that's all.
Maybe we should come up with some secret code or something.
What?
Like, you know, a signal for when we're in trouble.
It wouldn't have mattered. I couldn't get in touch with anyone anyway.
Sounds like our cue.
Kinda does, doesn't it?
What are you guys babbling about?
Time to show them the goodies.
What goodies?
Who needs a signal when you can just haul one of these around?
You gotta watch, big deal.
Hang on there, young one. This is no ordinary watch.
Young one, wait, that's good.
My dad was beta testing these. You wear it like a watch, but it works like a text pager. You don't need to make a call. It divides the cell phone frequencies so that one frequency can have like 40 conversations at once.
That's got possibilities.
Totally geek, but totally useful.
Check this out. I use a pen tip to type a message on the LCD screen and send it to whoever you want who has a receiver.
And I get the message on my receiver.
It says Vicky's cute.
Huh? You should have seen her last week.
Ryan!
No phone call? No modem?
Nope. Just like Dick Tracy. Wear it like a watch, and nobody figures out what it really is.
Plus, it tells you the time.
So what's a toy like that cost?
You kidding? I got 10 more of them at home.
Whoa. Gentlemen, I think I speak for the rest of us when I say welcome to the underground. That ought to do it.
The back end of your car is going to be dragging if we cram any more in here.
5 minutes to midnight, not bad.
Wow, printing these didn't take as long as I thought it would.
Especially since that's almost 2,000 of them.
Once we got the computers hooked up, it was no problem.
I really got to thank you guys for all your help.
Don't thank us yet.
Yeah, this is where the fun begins. And we've got a pretty narrow window of opportunity.
What do we have to do?
Okay, here's the plan. At about 4 o'clock, the printer's going to set the school newspaper out on their loading dock.
We'll get to be the first to see the new edition of The Olive Branch.
That is such a bogus name.
The guy that hauls him out?
Paul.
Right, Paul. He's going to leave him sitting on the dock until Carlson picks him up at around 5.
So, in that hour's time, we need to stuff the underground into every copy of The Olive Branch.
You got it.
We better crash if we're going to be there at 4.
Hold on, Lionel. You guys aren't coming with.
What? Why not?
Because you get caught doing this, you end up in some orphanage or something, all right? And I don't have time to come visit you.
Oh, come on.
I hate to break it to you, bud. But we're going to need their help if you want to get this done on time.
But these guys...
No buts about it, bro. You need us.
Fine. You get caught, I've never seen you before in my life.
Don't worry. We won't tell Bruce.
Mark, John, we got a couple of couches in the family room. I'll grab some blankets and pillows.
Okay. It shouldn't be long now.
I hope not. Ryan's starting to get heavy.
Oh, sure. Now you start complaining.
Cool it, you two. You'll be out of the car soon enough.
The MWs aren't made to hold 6 people.
Tell me about it.
Oh, showtime. There's Paul. Okay. He's going to set out a total of 5 bundles.
And the short stack goes to faculty and office personnel. Don't put any in that stack.
How do you know all this stuff? Mark and I were on the staff of the paper last year.
I used to make pickups when Carlson wasn't available.
Okay. He's got all 5 out there. Now, we just wait for him to go inside. And we go. Let's do it, kids.
Shelly, can you hear me?
Vicky? What are you doing here?
I've been here since early this morning. Wanted to make sure you're okay. Why'd you do it, Shell? Come on, Shell. We've known each other for a long time. You can talk to me. I care about you. Talk to me, Shell.
I can't.
Listen. I know about the Fisher's kids. I know you were holding them when they disappeared.
Why did God have to take the kids, Vicky? They didn't do anything wrong.
God wasn't punishing them, Shell. He took them to heaven. You don't have to feel bad about that.
Well, I do feel bad. I feel guilty.
Why? What did you do?
I can't tell you. I don't want anyone to know. That's why I just want to die.
Abraham Maslow created his hierarchy of needs in the year... Miss Kearns, is there something you'd like to share with the class? Come on now. It's obviously something frighteningly funny. I think we'd all like to participate in the joke.
It's nothing funny, really. It's just that yesterday they said we weren't supposed to have this underground thing.
Yes.
Today they stuffed him in with the school paper.
What? I didn't get one in my copy.
I got one too.
Yeah, me too. See?
Let me see that.
So, Mr. Schellenberger, is this some sort of psychological test or something?
Good question.
You make it sound so easy. You believe in God, and He forgives you for everything you've ever done.
When you ask for forgiveness, He forgives. It is that easy.
I don't think God wants to forgive me.
Of course He does. Shelley, is this about the babies?
Not the Fishers' babies.
Well, then what? Shelley, you can trust me.
You have to swear. You'll never tell anyone.
I won't.
And how are we doing this morning?
I'm fine.
Good. I'm just going to check a couple things out here.
Tell you what, Shelley, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Excuse me, miss. Can I talk to you a second?
Sure.
Yeah, listen. Your friend's been through a lot in the past day or two, hmm?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, I think the best thing for her right now would be to rest. I'd like to ask you to go to school and come back later tonight. Better yet, tomorrow.
If that's what you think.
Yeah, that's what I think.
All right, then.
Now, there were people on both sides of the school. Nobody touched those papers after they hit the stands.
So what are you saying?
This was an inside job. Someone in this room is responsible for this, or they know who is.
Somebody got to those papers before they arrived. All I want to know is, who picked them up from the printer this morning?
Well, I did. I brought them in my van. Two of my students helped me with them, but they were never out of my sight.
Then I want to see every student who's gone with you to the printer in the last 3 years.
For what?
Follow the logic, Ron. One of them is probably responsible for this.
I want to know who's behind this underground, and I will find out, even if I have to expel every student on campus.
I don't understand why this is such a big deal to Handelsman. What does he care?
Good question.
I mean, what does he have to win or lose by scamming your Bibles and a few copies of the Underground?
By the way, those Bibles showed up in our lockers the other day.
What? How'd that happen?
Beats me. It seems we have a friend somewhere at Nicolai High.
The same Bibles?
Yeah, my name is engraved on the front of mine.
No note, no nothing. Just sitting there one morning. Kinda spooky.
Who would be able to get into your lockers?
Don't know.
Interesting.
Bruce Barnes. Hey there, glad to hear. No, they never said anything to me about it. Well, how do you know? Oh, I had no idea. No, I'll talk to them tonight. Thanks for the call. Okay, Judd. What are you up to now? This won't take long. Grab a seat, all of you, if you would.
Is something wrong?
Oh, I'll be honest with you. I'm worried about what's going on in your school.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about your newspaper. The Underground.
How'd you even hear about that?
Yeah, we thought we kept it a secret.
It's not important how I found out. Besides, everybody and their brother is talking about it.
And that's bad?
Don't get me wrong. I admire your drive. I just think you're doing this the wrong way.
But, Bruce...
And now you've involved two other boys as well, isn't that right?
How did you know
Bruce.
That?
My friend Shelley is in the hospital right now. She wanted to talk to me about God, only because of what she read in the Underground.
Vicky, I'm sure that's
true. It's kind of hard for me to take criticism when only good has come from this so far.
Look, I know you guys have the right motives, but...
But what?
I don't know how much I could even say.
About what?
You got a copy?
Where did that come from?
Well, you might be surprised to know that you're not the only underground at Nikolai High.
What?
Who is it?
Well, I can't tell you that, but this person believes you're all in danger.
Well, one of the teachers?
I didn't say that.
Hold it. Bruce, they think we're in danger? Mm-hmm. How does this person know that we're the ones doing the underground?
Well, I told this person about you weeks ago. When this paper came out, he or she put two and two together.
Yeah, but how'd they know about John and Mark?
John and Mark had their Bibles taken away at an assembly last week. John and Mark were on the staff of the newspaper last year.
Yeah, so?
John and Mark are in the crosshairs right now.
Why are they worried about us? We're just a bunch of kids.
Well, for one thing, this high school has the honor of being the first school named after Nikolai Carpathia. It's kind of a test case. And a renegade student paper that calls Carpathia the Antichrist just isn't going to cut it.
So, you think these guys mean business?
Oh, taking those two Bibles was just the beginning. Soon they're going to take everybody's Bibles away.
Everybody's Bibles?
Oh, yeah, they'll have to eventually.
Well, I have an idea.
I'm not sure we need another idea.
No, let's hear it, Ryan.
What if we went around collecting Bibles?
Say what?
We could stash them someplace. That way, when people get their Bibles taken away, we can give them a new one.
That's not a bad idea, but where are we going to get the Bibles from?
Houses where people disappeared from. I figured there's got to be a bunch of them there.
You know, to be honest, I think it's a good idea. I think it's something to occupy you for a while.
So you don't want us printing more newspapers?
Just for the time being. I think the underground is a good idea, but you need to let it go for a bit. Make people forget about it, and you, just for a little while.
I suppose.
Then, when the time is right, you can dial it back up and hit 'em hard. With love, of course.
Mrs. Malloy.
Hello, Vicky.
How's Shelley doing?
She slept all day, but she's still restless.
She doesn't look very relaxed.
Hard to believe with all the sleeping pills she took.
So, do you know why she did it?
She hasn't told me. I think it has something to do with some religious propaganda sheet she read.
Really?
Something that told her she was going to hell and other garbage like that.
And I read that same paper. It did not say she was going to hell.
Oh, that's what it implied. All the good people were in heaven and all of us sinners were gonna go to hell.
So, she thought she was going to hell?
How should I know? Didn't seem like she was thinking at all.
Thanks, Mom. I appreciate the support.
I need to grab a bite.
I'm sure you do.
I'll be back later.
Good night. You okay, Shell?
Yeah, I'm okay.
What's up with your mom?
Didn't you hear? Her daughter's a nut burger. She just needs a few drinks, that's all.
Shell. I promised I would keep your secret. Whatever it is okay, and God can forgive you.
That's what you keep saying.
That's because it's true. Now, what is your story? You mentioned something about a baby. Come on, Shell, we're alone now.
I never told anybody about this.
It's okay, Shell.
Vicky, do you think...
Do I think what?
Do you think it's wrong to have an abortion?
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out The Underground at leftbehind.com. And for more information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.